What if I told you that creating content is more than just writing? Effective content creation engages your audience and drives learning outcomes. This chapter will explore key strategies that enhance your content's value. Get ready to uncover techniques that transform your ideas into impactful messages. By the end of this lesson, you'll understand the sequential process of content creation, analyzing steps like concept development and audience analysis. You'll learn to apply research methods for content planning, transforming audience insights into actionable plans. Evaluating the importance of storyboarding, you'll see how it aids in visual planning and resource allocation. Identify the roles of media networks in content creation, understanding their impact on development and distribution. Examine the significance of ratings in media, focusing on their influence on engagement and monetization. Lastly, analyze the shift in Indian media consumption patterns, observing the rise of connected TVs and OTT platforms. Chapter 2 focuses on the essential steps in content creation. First, start with concept development by defining your core idea, goals, and unique hook that resonates with Indian cultural contexts. Next, hold brainstorming sessions to explore variations in tone, genres, and formats, incorporating regional and festival cues for enhanced relevance. Conduct thorough research to validate your ideas, utilizing desk research and competitor analysis to find potential white space. Understand your audience by analyzing their demographics, preferences, and platform behaviors, which helps in refining your messaging. Finally, keep an eye on market trends, as tracking genre spikes and shifting formats enables you to time your content for maximum impact. Chapter 2 delves into research methods that transform insights into a productive roadmap. First, engage in social media listening to monitor conversations on platforms like Twitter and Instagram, gathering insights on trending topics and audience sentiments. Next, conduct a competitor analysis, examining their content strategies to identify gaps and unmet audience needs. Then create an outline that organizes your findings into a cohesive storyboard with key messages and visuals. Finally, turn these insights into a roadmap by prioritizing topics, assigning roles, setting timelines, and defining key performance indicators for success. Storyboarding is essential for visual storytelling. It creates a sequence of frames that clearly maps out shots, actions, and dialogue flow. This process saves time on set by pre-defining angles and movements, reducing the need for multiple takes. It also preserves creative intent, ensuring that the original vision is maintained under time constraints. Additionally, storyboards enhance communication across the team, serving as a shared reference for directors and crew members. Finally, they act as an operational bridge, aiding in dialogue pacing and resource planning throughout production. As we delve deeper, storyboarding serves as a vital link between creativity and logistics. For instance, dialogue beats clarify line delivery and coverage, enabling precise shot sizes and mic placements. Additionally, production flow helps chart shot order and blocking, guiding camera angles and actor movements. Resource allocation outlines the crew required and time estimates for each setup, ensuring an efficient call sheet. Finally, understanding equipment needs, like the necessary gear and preparations, is crucial to reserve and test before shooting. Storyboarding serves as the backbone of any production plan. It clearly outlines scenes and beats, enabling teams to communicate effectively and manage tasks. The budgeting process is streamlined, as detailed shot lists and production needs lead to realistic cost estimation. Production schedules benefit significantly from the storyboard, as it organizes setups and transitions logically. Distribution planning is enhanced by early decisions on formats and versions tailored for different platforms. Finally, promotional efforts align seamlessly with storyboarding, ensuring the creation of engaging materials that resonate with the target audience. As we delve into content creation, consider how vital a structured approach is. The first facet is developing a strategy which shapes the editorial vision and targets specific audiences. Next, commissioning and greenlighting involve assessing pitches to ensure alignment with brand goals. Following that, production oversight is critical as it provides resources and schedules while managing collaborations. Finally, marketing and promotion play a key role in crafting campaigns that build awareness and excitement before a project launches. Each of these roles is essential for a successful content journey. Content creation evolves significantly with effective distribution and platforming. This process involves strategically placing content across various channels to ensure it reaches the audience at the right time. Engagement with the audience plays a crucial role by fostering communities and gathering valuable feedback for continuous improvement. Revenue generation through ads, subscriptions, and sponsorships contributes to the financial sustainability of content. Additionally, curation and programming are essential for creating a cohesive identity, allowing for thoughtful sequencing of shows. Lastly, talent management and collaboration help develop creators, ensuring fruitful partnerships and consistent quality throughout projects. Content development and commissioning play a pivotal role in shaping our narrative. First, we define our strategic mandate by aligning the tone with audience needs, market signals, and brand position. Next, we consider audience and market fit, using demand cues to prioritize ideas for development. Additionally, brand and genre alignment helps us filter concepts that reinforce our network identity. As we move to commissioning originals, we focus on greenlighting shows, documentaries, and films as crucial entry points for our content pipeline. Finally, these commissioning decisions unlock the essential downstream work, ensuring successful production and audience engagement. As we dive into content creation, it's crucial to understand the financial aspects that keep productions on track. Budgeting and funding oversight is essential. It involves setting budgets and releasing funds in phases, carefully tracking costs to protect return on investment. Next, production logistics and scheduling require effective coordination of calendars and shooting schedules to maintain realistic timelines. Equally important are internal and external partnerships, where leveraging in-house teams alongside vetted production houses enhances collaboration and ensures quality delivery. Each element plays a vital role in the overall success of content production. Understanding how resources are scaled based on project scope is essential. For instance, indie pilots utilize lean crews and minimal equipment, while high-budget shows require extensive setups and specialized technology. Moving on, casting governance plays a vital role in balancing star power and character fit, ensuring representation aligns with audience demographics. Furthermore, controlling locations and set design is crucial to match the brand's visual language, requiring careful oversight of scouts and permits. Each of these factors significantly impacts production quality and audience engagement. As we delve into the roles of media networks in marketing and distribution, let's consider the trailers that set the hook. These cutdowns effectively highlight the plot, stars, and tone, generating buzz and setting audience expectations. Next, teasers and social media bursts come into play, leveraging short clips, countdowns, and hashtags to sustain excitement across various platforms. Press releases and media coverage further amplify this effort, with announcements, interviews, and exclusives driving earned attention in news articles and blogs. Together, these strategies create a comprehensive marketing approach that captures audience interest and engagement. The influence of media networks on marketing and distribution deepens as we explore broadcast slot strategies. They strategically choose when and where content airs, syncing with audience habits for optimal reach. On-demand release planning also plays a vital role, whether through staggered drops or complete season releases that cater to viewer preferences. Additionally, partnerships and international syndication expand distribution, allowing for a broader audience beyond domestic markets. These tactics come together to maximize engagement and success across various platforms. Building on our discussion of engaging audiences, let's dive into the power of real-time feedback in content creation. First, live social listening allows networks to monitor audience reactions as episodes air, giving instant insight into what resonates. Next, viewership pattern tracking reveals trends, helping producers pinpoint drop-off moments and peak engagement. Mid-run content tweaks enable adjustments, such as emphasizing popular characters based on immediate feedback. Additionally, marketing strategy pivots help refresh promotional materials to align with current audience sentiment. Ultimately, positive reactions can extend story arcs, while consistent negativity might guide a necessary course correction. Monetization strategies are diverse, leveraging specific revenue levers suited to different content and platforms. advertising targets formats, like short-form videos, and sports highlights across linear TV and social media. Sponsorships integrate brands seamlessly into reality shows and live events, utilizing platforms like OTT and YouTube. Subscriptions provide value through premium content on SVOD apps and pay TV bundles. Licensing opens new opportunities for finished shows and music catalogs on various networks. Lastly, merchandising capitalizes on popular IPs, allowing fandoms to thrive through sales in e-commerce and retail. Understanding curation and programming is essential for aligning content with brand and audience. This process involves selecting, sequencing, and scheduling shows to match the network's brand promise while maximizing reach. Titles that reinforce the brand's tone and genre are prioritized to maintain a strong identity. Additionally, lineups are carefully tailored to demographics, ensuring viewers see the right content at the optimal time. Finally, effective scheduling techniques, such as lead-ins and day-parting, help guide audiences smoothly between programs, minimizing drop-off rates. Talent management in media networks is vital for fostering creativity and collaboration. Exclusive talent deals secure key actors and writers, ensuring alignment with brand vision. Multi-project agreements enhance stability, allowing for smoother production schedules and audience loyalty. Collaborating with influencers broadens reach to younger digital native audiences. Co-development of formats with creators allows for innovative pilots and series that resonate across platforms. Supporting the talent ecosystem helps optimize their impact, connecting them with the right projects and opportunities. Let's explore what ratings truly represent. Ratings serve as multifaceted tools that influence engagement, discovery, and long-term growth. Specifically, higher ratings enhance visibility in listings, making it easier for new audiences to find content. They also establish credibility and build trust, acting as social proof that guides audience choices. Moreover, ratings provide vital feedback that informs content development and strategy. Ultimately, better ratings contribute to growth and can significantly impact revenue generation across various media platforms. Understanding the basics of print media ratings in India is essential. Measurement plays a crucial role in guiding engagement, establishing credibility, and fostering feedback loops. Readership reflects those who engage with the title, gathered through structured audience surveys. In contrast, circulation counts the paid or verified copies distributed, validated by independent audits for accuracy. Surveys provide insights into audience behavior, while audits confirm distribution numbers. Finally, print metrics differ from TV, which relies on electronic measurements, underlining the unique approach of print media. As we explore the Indian Readership Survey, we begin with its purpose. This survey measures newspaper and magazine readership in India, providing benchmarks for reach, engagement, and effective planning in print media. Next, let's discuss its methodology. Conducted through face-to-face interviews, it covers both urban and rural geographies to ensure representative readership estimates. These findings are not static. Instead, they are released periodically. The survey is typically conducted every few years to provide updated insights for the industry. Understanding total readership is crucial, as it encompasses anyone who has engaged with a publication within a specific time frame, highlighting its overall reach. In contrast, average issue readership focuses on those who read a typical or the most recent issue, indicating consumption patterns. It's important to differentiate circulation, which is about copies distributed, from readership, representing actual engagement, often leading to higher numbers due to pass-along readership. Furthermore, IRS metrics enable targeted advertising by segmenting data based on key demographics, allowing for optimized media investments. This approach ensures that audiences are effectively matched with publications, enhancing overall advertising strategies. ABC plays a vital verification role by acting as an independent body that ensures the trustworthiness of reported circulation figures for both advertisers and publishers. This trust is built through meticulous audits that confirm accuracy against declared reports, as well as distribution records, validating the actual copies distributed. Additionally, ABC extends its efforts to monitor digital circulation for e-paper and online editions. This comprehensive approach helps reflect total audience reach, ensuring that both print and digital metrics are aligned. By combining these methodologies, ABC supports informed decision-making for stakeholders in the publishing industry. Building on our previous discussion, let's dive into certified circulation, the officially audited figure recognized by ABC. This certification represents a trustworthy metric that stakeholders can rely on. Next, we differentiate between paid circulation, which reflects purchased copies, and free circulation, representing complementary copies. Understanding this distinction is crucial, especially for advertisers seeking transparency. Ultimately, this clarity helps in media planning, ensuring credibility and fair rate setting for all parties involved. Understanding the role of RBI and NRS is essential in comprehensively evaluating our audience. We can use RBI and NRS alongside IRS and ABC to gain deeper insights into our audience. RBI serves as a lens for brand recall and consumer behavior, revealing the engagement quality within print. This information is invaluable for publishers and advertisers in refining their creative strategies. Meanwhile, NRS acts as an additional gauge for readership, offering a cross-check against IRS data. By blending these insights, we can enhance engagement strategies and establish trust with our audience. As we transition from print to television, it's crucial to understand how audience measurement shifts. We move from NRS-driven readership metrics to BARC's television ratings, shedding light on how different media address viewership. In print, metrics like NRS, IRS, and ABC help gauge readership and circulation. This shift is significant because ratings influence engagement, build credibility, and drive monetization decisions for both publishers and broadcasters. BARC serves as India's primary body in measuring TV viewership, ensuring accurate reporting for channels. Looking forward, we must prepare for metrics like GRPs and TRPs to shape the landscape of TV content and advertising strategies. TV ratings play a crucial role in shaping advertising strategies. Gross rating points aggregate all rating points across ad insertions, giving advertisers a clear measure of total audience exposure. Meanwhile, target rating points focus specifically on a defined target segment, ensuring delivery among the intended audience. Understanding the target audience's demographics, geography, and language is vital for making informed choices about channels and programming. BARC's weekly reports guide ad placements, revealing which shows are performing well in specific time slots. Despite BARC's prominence, regional rating sources still complement traditional measures like TAM in niche areas. India's television landscape is characterized by daily viewing habits of 1 to 2 hours, honing in on prime-time slots that significantly enhance GRPs. Within this time frame, vernacular entertainment and comedies take the lead, driving TRP ratings for regional GECs. Cricket stands out as a major ratings draw, generating spikes in viewership and creating a ritual around live games. At the forefront is Star Sports 1 Hindi, which exemplifies cricket's widespread appeal and commands high ad inventory. Understanding these viewing patterns is crucial, as they translate into vital metrics like TRPs and GRPs that influence media buying and ad effectiveness. As we delve into the evolving landscape of television in India, the digital shift to OTT has profoundly impacted our viewing habits. More households are embracing connected TVs, integrating internet capabilities directly into their living rooms. This transition fosters a hybrid viewing behavior where audiences seamlessly alternate between OTT series and live broadcasts. Consequently, a single device now offers a unified interface for live channels, streaming apps, and on-demand content. With these advancements, viewers now expect flexibility and rapid transitions between live and on-demand choices. This transformation is reshaping how media operates and how we engage with content. Ratings serve as a vital feedback mechanism in India's evolving media landscape. They orchestrate the ecosystem for creators, platforms, and advertisers, guiding decisions on content creation. When audience ratings fluctuate, immediate adjustments foster engagement in hybrid viewing formats. Additionally, ratings enhance content discoverability on OTT platforms and connected TVs, ensuring quality shows achieve visibility. Lastly, high ratings build trust, reassuring viewers and advertisers alike, encouraging creators to refine their offerings based on feedback. Understanding the path from ratings to revenue is crucial for creators. First, Strong ratings serve as a pivotal framework that enhances deal value, shapes topics and formats, and fosters a vibrant community through reviews. Additionally, platforms can command higher ad prices and partnerships when content maintains strong ratings and reach. Sponsors gravitate towards creators with established ratings, facilitating premium sponsorships and collaborations. Moreover, ratings data reveals which topics and formats resonate best, guiding content strategy effectively. Finally, robust review systems enhance community engagement and loyalty, driving sustainable success across future releases. As we dive into segmentation in sales, understanding your audience is paramount. First, consider the age group. Generational cues can greatly influence content preferences and purchasing triggers. Next, we'll look at relationship status, where needs evolve through different life stages such as single, dating or parenting. Finally, interests and lifestyles play a crucial role in shaping daily media choices, tapping into passions and hobbies that guide brand interactions. Each of these characteristics helps create targeted strategies that resonate with your audience. Understanding key audience characteristics enhances sales strategies significantly. Education level shapes how we craft our messages. We need to align our messaging complexity with the audience's awareness and vocabulary. Cultural background requires us to respect local languages and values, which builds trust. Income and jobs dictate how we present our pricing and value propositions. Finally, the place of stay influences how we adapt offers to local realities and infrastructure. Audience segmentation is crucial for effective ad sales. Generational segmentation targets shared values and habits by age cohort, needing stable approaches. Life stage segmentation connects with needs tied to significant milestones and responsibilities. Seasonal segmentation focuses on time-bound behaviors and specific purchase cycles. Each method requires tailored messaging and tactical placements to engage the right audiences effectively. Let's explore how these segmentation strategies can drive better advertising outcomes. Persona-driven planning is essential for impactful content and advertising. It begins with crafting a detailed audience profile to determine the right topics, tone, and visuals. For blogs, aligning writing style with reader interests enhances engagement, whether it's cozy mysteries or recipes. In travel content, adapting to different traveler personas ensures ads resonate, from budget-friendly hostels to luxury resorts. Similarly, fashion articles benefit from matching style preferences with editorial voice to attract the right audience. Finally, self-help content should focus on the reader's mindset while promoting relevant products like courses or coaching services. Tailoring content and ads starts with setting a practical flow. First, align your teams on a four-step loop: segment, persona, consumption analysis, and tailored messaging. Next, identify audience segments by mapping demographics and behavioral traits to create clear clusters. Then create data-backed personas like young professionals and parents, noting their goals and pain points. Analyze consumption patterns by tracking social media engagement to understand when and how your audience interacts. Finally, tailor advertising messages to fit each persona's context and timing for maximum impact. To effectively tailor content and ads, we start by selecting the right channels for each audience segment. For instance, younger demographics like Gen Z respond well to short-form videos and influencers, while professionals engage more through LinkedIn and over-the-top platforms. Next, creating demographic bundles helps in targeting groups such as students or retirees, offering them tailored promotions and pricing. It's also crucial to run A/B tests with a focus on behavioral analysis, allowing us to understand consumer interactions better. Finally, leveraging analytics and CRM insights refines our strategies, thereby enhancing customer lifetime value through improved messaging and frequency adjustments. Let's review what we've covered in this lesson. We began with concept development and research, emphasizing the importance of brainstorming and audience analysis. Next, we explored the importance of storyboarding, which aids in production planning and budgeting. We then discussed the multifaceted roles of media networks in content marketing and audience engagement. Additionally, we highlighted audience segmentation and ratings, crucial for tailoring content effectively. Finally, we examined the impact of connected TV, which transforms content strategies through data-driven decisions. You can apply these principles to enhance your content creation process.